We're in Nashville, Tennessee at the XM Satellite Radio Studios, and a lot going on here, but with me in this interview is Ben Kretsch, who's production director. He actually doesn't live here and work here in Nashville, except every once in a while, right, Ben?
That's right. This is sort of a rogue broadcasting office. We're located right in the gift shop in the Country Music Hall of Fame, and so what I'm here to do is a surgical strike, as I call it, when corporate needs audio recorded or production done anywhere in the world, I'll hop on a plane and just go and do it, like Navy SEALs.
So you came in here, and I thought you had an interesting deal this morning. Tell us about the one you did this morning.
Yeah, well, we recorded the Jody Messina fan club party over at a club. I can't remember the name of it. We've been to about a dozen so far. But she did a really small set for a group of probably less than 100 fans, where half of it was Q&A. Where she would just talk to her fans, and one girl said, "Jody, it's my fantasy to sing a song with you." So she goes, "All right, get on the stage, girl." And so she let this 11-year-old girl sing one of her songs with a full band. So that's the kind of thing we do here.
And what are you going to do with that?
We're going to put it on the air, aren't we, Ray?
Of course we'll put it on the air.
This is Ray Knight over here.
Hey, Ray, how are you doing?
I got to tell you, it's a crazy week, but that's what this event is all about. So let it be as crazy as it can be, because we want to get this stuff to the fans who can't make it to Nashville to see this stuff.
So what are some of the things you're doing here with the CMA's Music Festival going on?
Well, what we try to like to do is bring the more cool, unique portions of the event to, again, the fans who aren't fortunate enough to be in town. So we do a lot of fan club parties and concerts that take place. So far, we've already done the Shelley Wright Reading, Writing, and Rhythm Show, which included Wynonna, Brian White, Julie Roberts, Little Big Town, amongst others. Tracy Byrd, Andy Griggs, we did that from the Wild Horse Saloon. Phil Vassar, Dierks Bentley, Leanne Womack, Jody Messina, again, will be on shortly. It's that type of deal. And it really gets the more intimate, unique vantage points of what Music Fest is all about, and gets it on the radio to the fans. That's what it's supposed to be about, right?
So where do subscribers find what you're doing this week?
Most of it is on Channel 16, Highway 16, or U.S. Country Channel 17, a little bit on Cross Country Channel 12, America Channel 10, and Bluegrass Junction, which is on 14.
So here at this rogue facility, or is that what you called it, I think, Ben?
It's kind of a rogue broadcasting facility. It's our Nashville offices. We have offices in New York, here in Nashville, and our mothership in Washington, D.C.
So this week, this kind of specialty programming you're doing, do you do stuff on a regular basis out of here, too?
Oh, yeah. We've got a full staff down here that do live shows every day right out of this facility, and we can set up a wireless mic right outside. We're in the studio now, but if you look through the window, you can see the gift shop, and everyone in the gift shop can hear what we're doing over the monitors outside. So if there's an artist that comes by, we can do a live interview or record it and take questions from outside from the fans, which is great.
This just seems to me like a logical choice if you're a farmer, driving a tractor all day or in your truck, that you'd have satellite radio, wouldn't you think?
Oh, are you kidding me? I mean, the biggest misconception, I think, among the guys driving, or when you think of the guy driving the combine, he may not want to listen to the local stations or country all day long. He may like reggae. He may like, techno music. We just have so many choices. And to give that to the guy in the combine, I think, is a very powerful thing.
The idea of doing a full-time farm channel just probably isn't something that financially and with allocated channels that you've got, is something that you can fit in?
I really have no idea. I mean, I personally think it'd be a brilliant idea. I mean, we probably right now at XM have 200-300 ideas for channels to do. And so it's a really tough decision whenever we have to take down one channel in order to put something else. Because as you know, it's a digital signal. We've got a big pipe up in the sky and we can only fit so much stuff into it. So we've got to be really, really careful on what we add. But agriculture sure is a viable thing, I think.
What do you think are some of the most successful new ones that you've come up with recently?
Well, one of our best channels is the comedy channel, which is XM 150, which is, uncensored. And then we have a clean one on 151. But nobody had ever done a 24-hour-a-day comedy channel, on the radio, anywhere in the country. And we did it, and it's one of our top channels, that and Fox News.
What would you want people to know about XM? And I guess one of the things I'm interested in, since we try to focus on marketing, and we're talking companies like Monsanto and New Holland Tractor and others, how can they sort of enter into the satellite radio realm if they want to get into marketing? Because I know you're commercial free and all that kind of thing, but are there possibilities?
Oh, sure there are. We have a department at XM that all they do is look for material to put on third-party channels, you know, during spot breaks. And so we have a full-time employee that sits in our headquarters at XM and listens to PSAs and promos, even podcasts sometimes, to see if we can repurpose that for air on XM. So, you know, a company like Monsanto would, if they had a podcast, they could chop it up into 60 seconds, you know, and we'd definitely like to talk to them about that.
Well, this Sunday here at CMA, we're going to have the first celebrity tractor race, something they've never done here, over here in the sports zone. Is that, would that, and they've got, I think, close to 100 artists are going to be competing in this thing. Would that provide some program opportunity?
That would personally interest me because, as you may or may not know, about 6 years ago, I was involved in a combine demolition derby for KJMO Radio in Jeff City, Missouri. So I think a tractor race would be fantastic. I can put you in touch with Tim Farley, who runs our NASCAR channel, and definitely give him a call.
Oh, I think it's going to make for some interesting audio and video, both probably, as we're over there.
It would be huge, and I know our subscribers would want to hear that. So,
all right, well, I will pass it along. Well, that's Ben Kretsch. He's production director at XM Satellite Radio, and we're here in Nashville, Tennessee. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.